This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level. We would like to express our greetings to each of you and as well to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, once again, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists once again that opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as just silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created in this special, this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state. And in that altered state of consciousness, have that opportunity to be involved in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And once again, as well, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent to your individual needs or desires than is this information that we attempt to express to their limited use of this vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to be involved in that silent communication, to close your eyes and to express that intent to be involved in an interaction and exchange with other entities, or once again with what you might refer to as your spark of consciousness or your higher self. But of course, there's always the choice to be involved in that procedure is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist, as we have suggested many, many times, in what we refer to as an illusionary reality. Illusionary from our perspective, certainly not illusionary to you, seemingly in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And though from our perspective it is an illusionary reality, is nonetheless does not suggest for an instant that it is an insignificant reality, absolutely not. But rather illusionary from the perspective that it's your creation, based upon invalidating beliefs and belief systems that each of you hold, both as individuals and as a human consciousness, where you agree to participate in and to validate and to sustain certain beliefs and belief systems. Belief systems being, once again, a combination of beliefs of all various types, what we refer to as your human consciousness belief systems, your societal belief systems, and your individual belief systems, all combining to influence and create this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, and to a certain extent absolutely influence other levels of your consciousness and the experiences and realities that you create and are involved in those levels of your consciousness as well. For this vibrational level that you exist in, once again, has upon it certain limitations that you choose to put in place and to perpetuate, that you choose to sustain in order to limit your capacity to understand not only who and what you truly are, but the methods that you utilize to create this reality that you experience while you exist within this vibrational level. You, as individuals and as a human consciousness, have put in place an agreement, if you wish, a belief that it's possible for you to to alter your reality from a conscious position in a manner that's been very difficult for you to accomplish or to complete in your so-called history in your past. And in this, what we refer to as new age and new energy, your reality and the experiences you have in your awakened consciousness side are influenced by your conscious thoughts, by your choices and decisions in a manner that once again was very difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past, in your history, before the year of 2012, when you, as a human consciousness, agreed to facilitate this alteration of the energy that makes up your vibrational level. And so the conscious thoughts and feelings that you have, the choices and decisions that you make in your awakened consciousness state, influence your reality in a manner that was once again very difficult for you to accomplish in the past. It's a human consciousness belief system that you have all agreed to participate in, to facilitate, and to put in place if you wish. And it affects you. Now, should you hold a belief that it's not possible for you to consciously influence your reality as a result of this alteration of the energy, then that belief can be much stronger, if you wish, or have a greater impact upon your reality than what it had in your so-called past before all this year of 2012 and the alteration of your energy that marks up this vibrational level. And so you see, it doesn't necessarily mean that as a result of this new age and new energy, that the realities that you're going to experience are suddenly going to be realities that you find more desirable than the realities that you experienced in your so-called past. That suddenly you're going to be experiencing all of these very desirable and what you might refer to as positive realities. Absolutely not. It simply means that your realities will be influenced by your choices and decisions, by your thoughts and feelings, by the beliefs that you hold, in a manner that, once again, was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called history, in your past. But it's important to understand that the thought of consciousness that you are, from which you create this reality, does not judge whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, or something you should or should not experience, but simply validate. Gives to you that which you desire, validate your beliefs and belief systems, and does so rejoicingly without judging once again whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, something you should or should not experience. And so if you wish to believe and to make the choices and decisions to validate the belief that you're not in control, then that particular reality will be much easier achieved, if you wish, from your conscious state than what it was possible for you to achieve in your past. In the same manner that it would be easier for you to achieve what you might refer to as a positive type of reality. Not suggesting that one is more positive than the other, one is more desirable than the other, that's your awakened consciousness choice. We're not suggesting for an instant that one is superior, that you should be more inclined to hold one belief over another. That's your choice. That's your decision. The right or wrong is your concept in your awakened consciousness state. We're not for an instant suggesting that one is superior to the other, but rather suggesting that your thoughts and feelings, the choices and decisions that you make in your awakened consciousness state, influence your reality in a manner that was once again difficult for you to achieve or accomplish in your so-called past. As a result of that alteration of your energy, there exists for you the possibilities to experience once again, realities that have been very difficult for you to experience and to achieve in your so-called past. We suggested that you have what we refer to as human consciousness belief systems. We have referred to what you might call your laws of physics as examples of your human consciousness belief systems. The belief systems that you put in place as parts of your reality, phases of your reality that are very difficult, if not impossible, for you to step outside of being your awakened consciousness state. Your belief in time and space are one of the human consciousness belief systems that we continuously refer to, because it is one of the most difficult for you to step outside of, to put aside this belief in time and space, that it's an illusion, that it doesn't really exist. And yet we've suggested many times that time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist other than your awakened consciousness state, and to a certain extent in other levels of consciousness, although not to the extent that they do, once again, in your awakened consciousness state, where you find it very difficult indeed to put aside this perspective and this concept of time and space. There are other human consciousness belief systems that you agree to participate in, but that you can, to a certain extent, alter, if only for what you refer to as a limited time, in this time and space concept. You believe, for example, that it's necessary for you to consume certain elements in order for you to continue to exist in this vibrational level. And yet there are entities who are quite adept at going for what would be for the average individual very extended periods of time with very limited amounts of intake of those substances that you normally would suggest are necessary for you to sustain your existence in this awakened consciousness state, to remain alive, in other words. Those individuals who hold the belief that they can, to a certain extent, exist with very limited access to the necessities of what you refer to of the requirements to continue to exist in your awakened consciousness state. And as a result of holding that belief, can become very adept at going for extended periods of time without any type of intake in order to sustain their existence, which would, for what you might refer to as the average individual, be quite disastrous. An alteration of a human consciousness belief system to a certain extent that for those individuals allows them at least for an extended period of time to step outside of that human consciousness belief system. You believe in your laws of physics as well. For another example, that there is on your Earth system a force that you refer to as gravity, a force that allows various obstacles to remain within your Earth's atmosphere, holds everything together. And yet, there have been in your so-called past, and continues to exist to a certain extent, the understanding that the simple alteration of the electromagnetic makeup of any particular object that exists in your awakened consciousness state, in your reality, can indeed limit the effect that gravity has upon that object. And as a consequence of using a simple DC electric current, individuals have discovered that it's possible to almost reverse the effect of gravity and attain an almost weightlessness to certain objects that allow it to be manipulated in a much easier manner than what you experience under your normal human consciousness belief system in the effects of gravity. That exists. It's not a complicated procedure, and it has to a certain extent been experienced through various incarnational periods in your awakened consciousness state. You exist now in what we refer to as the new age and the new energy. You have created an alteration of the energy that makes up this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level. And as a result of that alteration, the potential for you to experience different realities based upon the alteration of your belief systems from a conscious state is possible in a manner that once again has been very difficult for you to achieve in your past. We will give you examples with the hesitation and the understanding that to give predictions is very difficult. It was difficult in your past, it's even more difficult in your so-called present, where the alteration of your beliefs and belief systems can be done from a conscious manner, and consequently, an alteration of a belief or a belief system alters your reality. And as a result of the alteration of that reality, it becomes very difficult to have any type of prediction about your future. You have, however, been experiencing alterations in your electronic type of equipment that you use to communicate with each other. You hold in your awakened consciousness state the belief that it's very difficult for you to communicate in what we refer to as a telepathic type of interaction with each other. And yet, ironically, you do it on a regular basis. You choose in your awakened consciousness state to limit that capacity to interact on a telepathic level. And yet each of you has examples and can talk and can give descriptions of entities who have been involved in telepathic interactions and exchanges of information. That ability exists for you, actually. It's not something that's unique. It's not something that's only available for certain individuals. Certain individuals may be more accomplished because they believe that it's possible, that the attention to the various suggestions that they seemingly are thinking of in their mind and understanding which is their thought process and which is indeed a thought that they are receiving from another entity. And to separate the two is not really all that difficult. You have but to believe and you have but to put into practice. And we would suggest that in this new age and new energy that that type of interaction is much more readily available once again than it was in your so-called past. And we would suggest that you're not that far from experiencing it, particularly when you're involved with someone in the same location, in the same room, so to speak, in the same locality. We would suggest that you're not that far as well from having the capacity to experience that interaction over what you refer to as long distances. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist other than what you believe in your awakened consciousness that. And so the advances in your technological equipment will, we suggest, be quite profound, even in comparison to what you experience in your so-called present time. You have another desire, many vigils in your awakened consciousness that to have the capacity to be able to physically transport your being from one area to another. As we have suggested, time and space are illusionary, and we continuously to come back to time and space as being some of the human consciousness belief systems that are the most difficult to change, because it's that time and space concept upon which you base so much of your reality and your awakened consciousness stand. You believe that there's a passage of time that it becomes more real. You put in place processes of evolution to validate that there's the passage of time. You go through various incarnational periods where you are born and you go through all of the necessary alterations and steps that it takes to go from being a child into a juvenile, into an adult, into the stage where you die, and then you redo it all again. It validates this belief in time and space. It validates the alterations that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. When you enter into your altered states of consciousness, however, when you enter into your dream states, when you are in your meditative states, when you retain the awareness of what it is that you experience and while you are in an altered state of consciousness, it's amazing that in those levels of your consciousness, this concept of aging or of going through various stages of development from an incarnational period are virtually non-existent. When you meditate at the age of 20 versus someone who in your so-called later years meditates at the age of 60 or 70, the experience is identical. Time does not exist in that level of your consciousness. It's at the level of your consciousness that you understand this concept of who and what you truly are, that there is no time. Time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state in to a certain degree, in various levels, in your altered state of consciousness. In that altered state of consciousness, where you are experiencing different types of realities, not only is it possible for you to experience the different time spaces in this incarnational period, but you can experience other incarnational periods that you're involved in. This concept of going through this aging process that you experience in your awakened consciousness state becomes to a certain extent non-existent in those altered state of consciousness, particularly in your dream state, or when you're in a very deep level of meditation. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. And so this key to traveling from one area to experiencing existing in a different area without necessarily having to go through the physical transport that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is something that's entirely possible for you to achieve. The key is to begin to understand that you already exist there. And it's a case of altering your awareness. It's a case of altering your awareness from the position that you exist in to an awareness of the other existence that you are experiencing. That's a very difficult concept for you to grasp in your awakened consciousness state. Well, once again, you believe in this concept of time and space. you believe that there is this past and the present and the future, and that you can only exist in this present, and yet the present doesn't really exist because you're continuously altering in your belief in time and space. You can't be in the present. By the time you believe that you're in the present, you're already in the future, and the present has become the past. It's a non-existence. It does not exist. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. And you can alter your consciousness to the point where you can become aware of existing and the existences that you're experiencing in other realities, in other areas, in this particular incarnational period, in this particular world that you exist in other incarnational periods, or indeed in other levels of consciousness. It's a matter of allowing yourself to experience and to grasp the concept that you are already there, and to experience those realities by putting aside this one. The most difficult aspect of your so-called time travel that you desire to experience is the willingness to put aside this reality, the willingness to put aside this consciousness, the willingness to allow and to trust that you can experience another reality and return to this one. You see, therein lies the difficulty. Therein lies this aspect of what you like to refer to as the ego that limits your capacity to step outside of your so-called awakened consciousness state to experience another reality, to experience what you are involved in. Time and space are illusionary, they don't exist. It's not like you have to go somewhere. It's not like to be involved in another incarnational period that you have to go through some type of extensive traveling to get there. Time and space do not exist outside of your vibrational levels and outside of your levels of consciousness. We've used the analogy many times that vibrational levels and other existences and realities that you're involved in and experiencing exist in the same time and same space, similar to frequencies for the various apparatuses and materials that you utilize to communicate are existing in the same time and same space in your so-called atmosphere. You, through the utilization of various apparatuses, had the capacity to tune into one of those frequencies while eliminating all the rest. And so it is in your awakened consciousness that you're tuning into this particular incarnational period, what you believe to be this reality, while you eliminate all the rest that are existing within the same time and same space. Now, to utilize our analogy, that you are tuned into various frequencies by the utilization of your various apparatuses, such as, for example, you are utilizing the apparatuses you refer to as a radio. And you have that radio tuned into a certain frequency, and it's bringing in what it is that you, at that moment, desire to hear, to be receiving. And if you desire to tune into a different frequency, you simply turn the dial. And as you turn the dial, you change the frequency. and you change the ability of that apparatus to receive different frequency or radio wave frequencies, and consequently you're tuned into and experiencing and receiving an entirely different set of information. But the key to that is that when you turn the dial, you leave the one that you're currently listening to listen to another. The key is to understand that you leave the one to experience the other. And the key in this so-called transfer of your consciousness is to understand that you leave one to experience the other. And therein lies the difficulty. Once again, it's like your ego does not want to step aside to allow you to experience that other reality. You choose to put in place this belief in time and space. You choose to put in place the limitations because it makes it real, because it makes it difficult, because it makes it seem like you're not in control, because it makes the experiences and the emotions and feelings that you have as a result of these experiences seem so much more intense. And it's very difficult to set that aside. Very, very difficult in your awakened consciousness state to set that aside. You do it to a certain extent in your lucid states of consciousness, but when you come back into your awakened consciousness state, there's always this tendency to look at it and say, well, that was just my imagination. That wasn't real. This awakened conscious stuff, this is the real stuff. We're suggesting that this is the most illusionary, that in those altered states of consciousness, the realities are much more real. This is the illusionary. This is the most illusionary existence that you will experience. And yet you, in your awakened consciousness state, have a very difficult time accepting that as being real. And consequently, as a result of all these limitations that you've put in place, it's very difficult for you to set aside this awakened consciousness state in order to experience your existence and the other realities that you're involved in. To understand that, similar to turning the dial on your radio to get into a different frequency, you must leave behind the frequency that you're currently listening to. It doesn't go anywhere. You know it's still there, and if you wish to experience it, you just turn the dial back and you're there. You're experiencing once again that reality. You're experiencing once again that frequency that's bringing to you that information that you were experiencing and listening to in the first place. You can always go back there. But in order to experience a different channel, a different frequency, you must turn the dial. And when you turn the dial, you leave behind the current one that you're listening to. It doesn't go anywhere. It's still there. You can go back and you can have it again if you wish, but it's there. But you must leave it. Understanding that it's there, understanding that you can go back at a whim, you have but to turn the dial. And so it is, if you wish to experience this ability to consciously go through what you refer to as time travel, you must leave this particular reality, this consciousness. You must be willing to set it aside. And therein lies the difficulty, to set it aside. To experience the other realities. Yes, if you have the capacity to do that, you have but to believe. You have but to learn to turn the dial and to accept that you can come back to this illusion. You have but to trust yourself that you can do that. It's a very difficult step for you to achieve because you believe in time and space. Because you, in your awakened consciousness state, once again have agreed to participate in this validation of time and space. But you can very easily, should you choose to believe, step outside of this reality to experience others. many of you have experienced in altered states of consciousness, actions and realities in other incarnational periods. But many times, once again, when you come back into your awakened consciousness state, you look upon it and it seems almost like it was simply an imaginary reality that you are experiencing. Wasn't real. It's just thoughts that came into your mind like a story, and you began to experience it, and it becomes very difficult for you, once you're back in this awakened consciousness state, to look at that experience as being real. It's because you don't really, when you're in that altered state of consciousness, and you're experiencing what you believe to be an imaginary other incarnational period, you don't really set aside your consciousness. You don't really get it out of the way. And yet each of you can learn to do that. We take our friend alive. Will not be very happy with us giving you any suggestions. We take our friend Elias and we allow him to experience other realities. We allow him and assist him in putting aside that consciousness, putting it out of the way, and get on with a new experience. Sometimes experience interactions with other entities who are in various states of meditation throughout your so-called world, and to interact with those entities, and sometimes allow him to go into what you refer to as other incarnational periods, and to experience realities in those incarnational periods, and even allow him to utilize and to alter his consciousness to the state where he interacts with other entities that are not existing in this incarnational period, but that have been in this incarnational period, and they are experiencing realities in other incarnational periods. We many times assist him in many of those interactions by allowing him to put his consciousness entirely aside, and to trust that we will assist, but not only assist, but bring back that consciousness whenever he desires to come back. You see, many times we're involved in your interactions and it looks like we're entirely in control, and we're really not. And when our friend Elias decides that it's time to end the session, that's when we end. We don't end because we've suddenly given you all the information that we have to give. Absolutely not. We end because our friend Elias decides that it's time to end. As we begin, when he decides that it's time to begin, we do not in any way affect his reality other than his desire and his request to do so. And in return, we assist him in experiencing that which he desires to experience, interactions with other entities, understanding who and what he truly is, giving him glimpses into the perspective of how you correct this reality. That's our interaction. And each of that is available to each of you. It's not something that's simply only allowed and presented to a few entities. You have but to believe, you have but to trust, and therein lies some of the most difficult. To put aside the ego, to put aside your consciousness, and to allow interactions with your other levels of consciousness. To understand, this is like turning the dial on your radio. All of the other realities are existing. It's not that they're somewhere, it's not that you have to travel a distance, but rather also your consciousness. Like you turn the dial on the radio, and trusting, as you do when you turn the dial on the radio, that you can simply turn it back if you wish to come back into this conscious state. That you can't get lost, that you can't simply lose this reality and be into a different one where you can never experience this one. You see, you experience them all at the same time. That's the irony. It's always there. Time and space are illusionary. It's a matter of setting aside this consciousness, this awake consciousness state, in order to experience the other reality. In order to experience where your consciousness already is. We've suggested many times this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is a reality in a creation in which you exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. It's an illusion. Isn't it difficult to grasp that concept when you grasp the concept that it's illusionary? You're already there. It's your creation. The attribute. You are all that is. The attribute exists within each and every atom of this entire universe, and not only this entire universe, but any any one of the incarnational periods that you choose to create and to be involved in throughout what you might refer to as your past and your future. You exist there. It's not like it's something that you have to go there, but rather something that you simply become aware of. And to become aware of it, you must set aside this ego. You must trust that like turning the dial on the radio, you can turn it back. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's still there. It's still experiencing. It's still creating. It's still going on. But your consciousness may be aware of other realities that you are experiencing, even in this incarnational period. You exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. And so, in this new age and new energy, this ability to turn the dial on your reality, to go through what you refer to as time travel or fast travel, is something that exists in your future as a possibility that was very difficult and near impossible for you to achieve in your so-called past. And once again, the key is to realize that you're already there, that you must simply turn the dial on your conscious awareness to experience those realities. Not only realities of other incarnational periods, but realities of what you refer to as the between incarnational periods. To communicate, if you wish, and to experience interactions with other entities that are no longer involved in this incarnational period. That possibility exists for each of you. It's not difficult. What's difficult is to hold the belief that it's possible. To own the belief so that you can experience it. What's difficult is to set aside the ego and to trust that it's possible for you to achieve. That it's possible for you to create whatever reality that it is that you desire. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is. This reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary reality that you can experience. It does not mean insignificant, but means that it's simply your creation validating your beliefs and belief systems. Change the belief, you change the reality. Without fear. You create your reality. You are all that is, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Everything else is illusionary and everything else is up for grabs. If you don't like the experience that you're currently involved in, understand that the spark of consciousness that you are does not hold that judgment, but rather validates your beliefs and belief systems and does so rejoicingly. You have agreed to participate in and to facilitate the human consciousness belief system, that you will be born and that you will go through this evolutionary process and that you will terminate existence in this reality. But you have difficulty many times is accepting that you'll do it again and again and again, and that you are doing it, and that the time is an illusion, that it doesn't really exist, that this progression from birth through to death is simply to validate your belief in time and space and in your altered states of consciousness to a certain extent. That belief in time and space does not exist to the extent that it does in your awakened consciousness state. You're all that is. You create the reality that you experience, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. The rest is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. If you don't like it, change your belief and you will change your reality. Understanding that you bought into the human consciousness belief system, and many of those can be very, very difficult for you to judge. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you desire, we will return and attempt to answer any questions that you may have for us. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or spaces, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent. And we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to exchange with the rest of you. And so we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace.